We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Vanakkam, kind viewers. That is hello in Tamil, a language spoken by around 52 million people in India, Sri Lanka, and other countries around the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Al Khatenger Cable TV and channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Al Khah, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotuth on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Chinhe Cable TV, Yongjiao Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongyao Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Chinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Earth-loving United Kingdom couple reduced their carbon footprint to almost zero. In community news, two American teenagers rescue over 40 people from flooded homes. In transportation news, Spain plans to increase the number of energy-efficient high-speed trains. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 8th, is the birthday of celebrated American blues singer, songwriter, and musician Miss Bonnie Raitt, born in Burbank, California. A 9-time Grammy winner, Miss Raitt has released over 15 albums, and in 2000 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A dedicated social activist, Miss Raitt was a founding member of the Musicians United for Safe Energy in 1979. In addition, she has worked in preserving ancient forests and supporting organizations for human rights. In 2002, on her summer tour, she started Green Highway, a mobile eco-village that supplied alternative energy information to people attending her concerts. Our many thanks for your wonderful music and all you do to help others and the planet, Bonnie. We wish you a happy, happy birthday.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. A 5.0 magnitude earthquake on November 2nd struck China's Binchuan and Xiangyun counties of Dalibai Autonomous Prefecture in Yunnan Province. Some 280,000 less fortunate people were affected, with 28 sustaining injuries as 30,000 homes were damaged and over 1,000 collapsed. On November 3rd, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 for those in need as she conveyed much sorrow and her prayers. This amount could purchase $117,000 in emergency supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in China. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for situation updates, the following is our association's relief report via foreign group.
November 3rd, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding earthquake relief work in Yunnan Province, China. With Master's love, our native relief team has arrived in Binchuan. According to the local government officer, Mr. Gao, there were enough tents, quilts, clothes and rice for the victims. However, some residents still need food and some students are unable to go to school as the classrooms were damaged. We are planning to provide more material help to the families most in need and visit some schools to offer what we can. We sincerely pray for Master's blessing for this relief work. Thank you so much, Master. Yunnan Relief Team.
Supreme Master Qinghai responded as follows. Pure hearts, I'm sending an extra $20,000 to repair classrooms. With love, Qinghai.
We are appreciative of Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share this update with our global viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Our gratitude, Mr. Gao and other local government personnel, for your swift initiatives to help the affected. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her thorough care and benevolence toward the vulnerable, and to our association's relief team for their prompt efforts to help. May heaven bless the affected Chinese people with a quick return to their stable daily lives as we strive to foster a gentler, more balanced ecosphere.
Floods in Australia leave thousands stranded. In New South Wales, nearly 5,000 people were left isolated when the northern part of the state was inundated late Friday, November 6th, by the fifth episode of rains and flooding this season. With over 200 millimetres of rain falling in a 24-hour period, residents were stranded in the towns of Bellingen and Bowraville as the main Pacific Highway route between Sydney and Brisbane was blocked in one section. The state's Emergency Services Ministry mobilised personnel to rescue people from stranded cars and their homes. Meanwhile, residents have been cautioned to remain prepared, as ministry officials say that global warming is increasing the frequency and severity of the area storms.
On November 7th, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $10,000 for emergency items to go to the most vulnerable. She also sent the following message: "I am sorry to hear of the sad situation and impending future changes. My prayers are with the people of Australia."
We are thankful for the swift and professional assistance of the New South Wales emergency personnel. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted care of the storm victims. Our prayers for the soon restoration of Australia's flood-affected to the balance of their day-to-day lives, as we step together in greater kindness to minimising distressing climate-related events as these.
Tropical Depression Ida hits Nicaragua. On Thursday, November 5th, Hurricane Ida weakened to a tropical depression and made landfall in eastern Nicaragua. The storm brought heavy rains and 75-mile-per-hour winds that downed power lines, took roofs from homes, and uprooted trees.
The Tuspapani region suffered major infrastructure damage, with 80% of the homes in Carawala village destroyed. Nearly 2,000 residents from the Corn Islands and Sandy Bay had already been evacuated to shelters before the storm, so there were fortunately no reports of human injury or casualty thus far. Our gratefulness, Nicaraguan personnel, for your timely actions to ensure the protection of the Nicaraguan people. Wishing them a smooth recovery of their regular daily lives, and that such calamities, with the grace of the providence, may be lessened with humanity's gentler regard for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Iran and Turkey launched Friendship Society. At the inaugural event on Sunday, November 1st, Iranian Ambassador to Ankara, Bahman Hoseinpour, noted the deepening of the two countries' relations, including what he called a turning point event when Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Iran last week. As he addressed the group of attending Iranian and Turkish dignitaries, the ambassador went on to say that the new society will help further amicable relations in all areas. He also commended the prioritizing of culture over politics or economy, saying that cultural ties would naturally lead the other two areas. "Our warm congratulations, Your Excellency, Iran and Turkey, for this auspicious event that officially heralds a new beginning for your countries, wishing the people of your beautiful nations abundant and abiding brotherly love."
E. coli tainted beef sold in cooked products. In the wake of two E. coli scares in the eastern United States that sickened over 50 people, left 16 hospitalized, with two who lost their lives, more and more consumers are asking questions about meat products. On Monday, November 2nd, the U.S. nationally televised news program, Good Morning America, featured an interview with ABC News senior medical editor, Dr. Richard Besser. Among other things, Dr. Besser confirmed that even if meat has tested positive for E. coli, the company can cook it and sell it as another product, such as taco meat. He also highlighted other food safety hazards in meat processing. For example, while meat companies are required to test for E. coli and record it internally, they are not required to report the results to food safety officials. Dr. Besser, ABC News, and Good Morning America. "We deeply appreciate your commitment to discovering and sharing these facts, alarming though they may be. May this awareness lead more and more people to quickly opt for the clear health benefits of the hygienic and nutritious plant-based diet."
Swine flu is now world's dominant influenza virus. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has stated that the H1N1 swine flu virus is now the most common influenza virus among humans. Unlike seasonal flu, however, swine flu activity levels not only remain high in the winter, but also the summer months, with people younger than 65 being particularly vulnerable. Although global swine flu cases are too numerous to count with any accuracy, there has been a disturbing trend in increased cases in North America, Europe, and parts of Asia. New fatalities recorded in these regions and elsewhere pushed the global toll past the last count of 6,394. They include 14 deaths in just 2 days reported in Canada, as well as recent losses in Turkey, Finland, Afghanistan, the United Kingdom, Russia, and Jordan.
Of particular concern is Ukraine, where 95 people have died within a two-week period, and at least 470,000 are reported to be suffering from respiratory illness. The WHO has stated that this outbreak is likely due to a swine flu virus subtype that mutated into a more virulent form, saying that other parts of the Northern Hemisphere this winter could experience something similar. The agency has sent a team of experts to Ukraine to assess the situation and provide medical humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, nations such as Austria, Hungary, Lithuania, and Slovenia have pledged to send disinfectants, vaccines, and other medical supplies.
The WHO has also been prompted to call for monitoring of farm workers and animals after more swine flu cases were detected in pig herds in Hong Kong, China, Formosa or Taiwan, and Indiana, USA. The agency stated, as human infections become increasingly widespread, transmission of the virus from humans to swine is likely to occur with greater frequency. The potential exists for novel influenza viruses to be generated in animals other than swine. Indeed, swine flu has also now been detected in turkeys in Chile and animal companions, including ferrets and a cat in the United States.
We send our prayers to all people afflicted and distressed by this unpredictable pandemic. Our prayers for the growing realization that the way through this and all suffering from such animal-related viral developments is the wholesome and humane meat-free society.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org,
www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Russian human rights activist honored. The head of the Moscow Helsinki Group, Russia's most established human rights organization, was conferred with Germany's Commander's Cross by German President Horst Köhler. the historian and activist who has authored over 100 papers on human rights, is being honored for her many years of service on behalf of democratic values as well as her efforts to enhance relations between Russia and Germany. Our admiring accolade, Ms. Ludmila Alexeyeva, for this deserving recognition. May the seeds of understanding you have planted flourish as utmost respect and dignity among all humans.
Save our planet. 10 U.S. cities step up to the California Green Community Challenge. The U.S.-based Environmental Media Association, or EMMA, in cooperation with other organizations, extended the challenge to cities throughout Southern California to earn recognition as a California Green Community by 2012.
10 city leaders, including Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, accepted the invitation to develop green community action plans that would help improve management of natural resources and help co-citizens make sustainable lifestyle choices. Supreme Master Television went on location.
First of all, congratulations on being part of the 10 cities of this Green Community Challenge in California. What are some changes that you see happening in your city?
Well, our city's been working for about 3 years very consistently. We work on all aspects. We work with the water. We work with the trash. We work with our fleet.
Do you see advocating vegetarianism as part of your city's plan?
Well, it just makes good sense to talk to your citizens about eating healthy. And vegetarian is eating healthy. And so one of our goals is to work with our citizens for their health. And I see that as being a big aspect of it.
Also lending their support at the launch event were eco-conscious Hollywood celebrities such as Daryl Hannah and Frances Fisher, both of whom are vegans.
A vegan yourself, you know a plant-based diet is one of the best things that you can do to help the planet. What do you think communities can do to help promote that?
Wow. Well, farmers markets, I think, go a long way towards promoting a vegan diet because they make, you know, real fresh fruits and vegetables available to people and show people that they're, you know, you don't have to just eat like a rabbit in order to eat vegetarian or vegan.
To talk about what happens on the planet with, you know, there's more off-gassing from what happens with animals and than cars. Also the effect on the environment just psychically of killing animals, I just feel that that's it's not necessary anymore. There are other ways to get nutrition than killing animals.
Congratulations, Southern California city mayors and cities, on rising to the occasion for collective sustainable action. Many thanks to EMMA, celebrities, and all involved in encouraging the role model of every community in saving the planet.
Save Our Planet. New film shows the humanitarian and planetary costs of meat eating. The documentary Killing Fields, The Battle to Feed Factory Farms, produced by US-based Friends of the Earth and Food and Water Watch, reveals the devastating impact that growing soy for livestock feed is having on the people and environment of Paraguay.
With large agribusiness finding the area attractive because of cheap land prices, minimal environmental regulations, and low export taxation, the Paraguayan ecosphere is being destroyed by a combination of deforestation and excessive pesticides applied to primarily genetically modified crops. The documentary reveals one person's account of her son's death from exposure to the toxic chemicals. With an estimated 97% of globally produced soy meal going to animal feed, Paraguay has become the sixth largest producer of soy and fourth largest exporter.
Our sincere appreciation, Friends of the Earth and Food and Water Watch and all others involved for revealing more of the disturbing truth about meat production. May everyone soon realize that we must stop meat consumption now to preserve humanity and the planet.
Choosing the compassionate earth-saving diet has long been encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai, who again warned of the harms of the livestock industry during an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
Meat consumption is responsible for heart disease, for cancer, for diabetes, obesity, and environmental destruction. And it pollutes most of the water bodies, it deforests the lungs of the earth, and it consumes the world soy product. And even 40% of the grain that's supposed to feed the human instead of feeding a cattle causes world hungers and wars. 80% cause of global warming, and that is already scaled down Otherwise, some scientists say it costs 95% of global warming. Don't eat meat anymore. Be veg, go green, and do good deeds.
Save Our Planet, Australian reef fish ecologists find that bleached coral, which has died due to increased temperature and acidification, causes bigger fish to become more aggressive, resulting in smaller fish perishing four times as quickly.
Save Our Planet. Venezuela institutes water rationing, which may cause rolling water blackouts for periods of up to 48 hours through the capital of Caracas and surrounding areas, but is considered necessary to conserve water in the face of prolonged drought.
Save Our Planet. French Ecology Minister Jean-Louis Boileau proposes a plan to be presented at the Copenhagen Climate Talks that could generate up to 20 billion euro per year as a contribution from industrialized countries to mitigate global warming effects in developing nations.
I'm Calf of the Calf, a vegan with a tip that is friendly to the planet. Instead of using disposable wooden chopsticks, plastic forks, knives, or spoons when you get a takeout order, consider assembling eating utensils that can be carried with you and used again and again. It will help save trees and reduce materials that are not biodegradable. A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now for the weather around our beautiful globe. Moo!
In environment news, a United Kingdom couple reduced their carbon footprint to almost zero. Colin and Anne Brewer of Bookham have a very earth-friendly lifestyle. Anne said, "We started to make a big effort about 2 years ago. We were both scientists and we read about climate change and wanted to cut the risks for our grandchildren." Anne is a vegan and Colin a vegetarian. They eat only locally grown organic food. Other steps taken include solar paneling on their house, with all heating and hot water coming from sustainable sources. Transportation is usually by bicycle, train or bus, with a car being used only for emergency situations. Kudos, Colin and Anne Brewer, on taking significant steps to preserve our world for the younger generation. May people everywhere join the smart, plant-based solution for a flourishing and long-lasting planet.
In community news, United States teenagers help people escape from floodwaters. Best friends Kevin Broyles and Matt Palmer, both 16 years old from Cobb County, Georgia, assisted in rescuing over 40 people in the county from their homes that were inundated with water. Kevin's mother, Miss Pat Broyles, said, "It's just in their hearts, they're always wanting to help people." God bless you, Kevin Broyles and Matt Palmer, for your heroic actions. May all affected people soon regain stability and safety. Up next on Noteworthy News, Spain plans to expand her high-speed railway network. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. Stay tuned for more beneficial news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. helping news for a cooperative world. In transportation news, Spain is on track to expand her high-speed rail network. 40,000 passengers use the rail service every day, with trains that reach speeds of close to 300 kilometers an hour. In addition to being an eco-friendly option, the trains are more centrally located and faster door-to-door than most alternatives. The Mediterranean country today has 1,835 kilometers of high-speed rail track in service, and plans are in place to expand the network to 10,000 kilometers by 2020. Kudos, Spain, for giving the green light to this carbon-saving enterprise. May we see more earth-loving modes of transportation throughout the world to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and protect our planet.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Timely Question Told in German.
Ein Vermittler einer Telefonzentrale wurde von einem Kunden gefragt, zu welchen Zeiten ist die Telefonzentrale geöffnet? Der Vermittler sagte, die Nummer, die Sie gewählt haben, ist 24 Stunden am Tag geöffnet, 7 Tage pro Woche. Der Kunde erwiderte, ist das Ostküstenzeit oder Pazifikzeit?
And now for our viewers heartline.
各位无上士电视台的工作人员，无意中我发现了无上士电视台这个电视频道。师父的理念就是我一直在寻找的，他是动物的守护者，我正是因为爱护动物而吃素的，上帝安排让我遇到了会员同修，于是我开始帮忙发 SOS 传单，和人分享吃素的好处，帮助动物，救地球，做这些事情让我觉得很充实很踏实。师父，我很欣赏您的多才多艺，看您的节目让我很感动，对我而言，您就是我心目中的上帝。师父，我爱您。福尔摩沙的丽颖。
Hi, Li Ying. So fine to hear from you. We're truly blessed with Supreme Master Ching Hai's presence on our planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai sends you the following reply.
Lovely Li Ying, thank you for being veg and sharing information with other people about the vegan solution to global warming. You are a hero.Please keep helping as this is very urgent time now for our planet. I love you too, Angel. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Vidaya Perigirin, which means goodbye in Tamil. May inner celestial music bring you peace and joy to your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Royal Highness Prince Andrew, the Duke of York in the United Kingdom, reaffirms Britain's support for Yemen during his meeting of the Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
Mauritania launches a program to assist the unemployed in receiving vocational training, as well as food and social welfare resources to help them rebuild their lives.
In a meeting between Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Qatari Emir, His Highness Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, the two leaders affirm their country's cordial relations and discuss regional issues.
American Golden Retriever Animal Companion, Abigail, inspires special needs students through interaction that includes her ability to read and respond to cue card commands.
Egyptian and Dutch representatives sign a Memorandum of Understanding to work jointly with the United Nations World Food Programme in improving child nutrition and food security.
Bulgarian President Georgi Parvanov and Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa.Meet to discuss enhancing bilateral relations in economic and cultural areas.
Italy donates $149,000 via the International Federation of the Red Cross for urgent humanitarian assistance to benefit drought-stricken families in northeast Syria.
Respected Australian artist 80-year-old Palm Hollandale becomes a 2-time laureate of the Nobel Prize for drawing after winning this year's competition for her charcoal and pastel work, Tsunami.
On the newest episode of Fox TV's Bones, vegan American actress and lead character Emily Deschanel secures footage from the farm sanctuary, showing the inhumane treatment of chickens to inform viewers of factory farm practices on primetime television.
at the direction of Saudi Arabia's custodian of the two holy mosques, King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, $200 million is transferred to the Palestinian Ministry of Finance for humanitarian aid.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.